baku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Kustudio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Olamukela ngenjabulo kustudio 7 ngesonto mhla ka 29 kwekwezi 2022 ngokhiphi Dube. Endaweni zethu lamhlanje.
Ukuhamba kwakhe hayi kusishiya sisesithubeni esinzima kakhulu ngoba nje lapho kuhambe khona umuntu omdala kusala kulesikhekhe esingaba nzima ukuthi sigcwaliswe.
Asekuzinga eliphezulu amalungiselelo okubekwa kwenduna uNhlamba.
Sokulokunzima 60-80% khonalapho siyayithatha ngaphi imali le singaphuza ngapha emsebenzini sithwala nzima.
UZulu ukhala ngokukhuphuka kwenhlawulo yokugada amabhasi ezobukho.
Okwamanje hayi kubuye kukuhle sini ngoba akulamuntu osele engathathanga sonke sithethe labadala edibengalazithupha bathethe.
Abantu etholotsho bathakazelela ukuthola izithupha lengwalo zokuzalwa. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye izozizwa kulo msakazo. Zuwile umthunzi wamajawunda kulandela ukukhothama kwenduna uNhlamba wesigaba seGaranyemba eGwanda esabelweni seMathabeleland South. U-Albert Ncube usekupha lolu daba.
UNhlamba ukhothame esibhedlela sakoBulawayo ngomgqibelo ngemva kokugula okwesikhatshana. Ukuthona kwakhe kulandela ukukhothama kwenduna uMabhiko iLupane engozini yomgwaqo uvike edlulileyo. Ukukhothama kwakhe sekuthiwa umndeni wakuNhlamba umadolo nzima. Sixoxe lomnumzana Jeffrey Ndlovu Nhlamba, umfowabo enduna etshonileyo njalo ongusobhuku.
Sizwa ubuhlungu kakhulu ngalokho okwenzakeleyo. Ubaba uNhlamba ubegula nje usilaye nje ehamba, kodwa lokho kusehlele uphunga ukuthi kawani nje ilanga elilodwa ophunga ukuthi angisezwa kuhlanise kwaba yikuhamba kwakhe. Uyesethwalelwa eGwanda, efika eGwanda nje kuthiwa sedluliselwa koBulawayo. Efika koBulawayo lala ilanga elilodwa, wavuka ekuseni izolo ngo-6 o'clock ephela.
Omnumzana Wilson Mabhena obesebenza le nduna uNhlamba lapho kuthoniswa amacala uthi balahlekelwe kakhulu.
Ubuhlungu kunye okumalisayo. Umuntu okade zithulele, umuntu ongasoze umazi ukuthi thina sikhulile sibangaka siyazazi induna ukuthi zenzani, but lo ube umuntu nje okuzithulisa, umuntu okade welela labantu engela khulumo ezimbi engelani, kodwa akukho esingakwenza, uNkulunkulu sekhetho wakhe. Sibonga kunjalo.
Omnumzana Collins Banda isakhamuzi seNtebe uthi basele besegcekeni njengamajawunda.
Sibe lusizi kakhulu ngokuzwa ngokubhubha kwamphathi wethu. So ukuhamba kwakhe hayi kusishiya sisesithubeni esinzima kakhulu ngoba nje lapho kuhambe khona umuntu omdala kusala kulesikhekhe esingaba nzima ukuthi sigcwaliswe ngamafitshane sithi umdeni wakhe ududuzeke.
Ukhansila weGaranyemba kuwa 13 umnumzana Miklas Ndlovu uthi uNhlamba behlezelwela intuthuko esigabeni sakhe.
Usithi nxa ungafika kuyo kwakhe vele uzikhulumela nge-development njengomdala, hayi isizwe sakithi sesilahlekelwe shuwa. Angikwazi ukuthi eceleni lababosi bethu bezomdabo shuwa kathesi sisanda ukushiywa ngumabhikwa, sesibuya sishiywa ngulo wakithi futhi. Khuthaza sibili ukubambana kwabantu asokuyadanisa kakhulu ngoba iphupho lakhe bakithi awuseze wahamba lingagcwalisekanga, kodwa kungasenani intando yenkosi sithi ngakuyavela njalo olunye uhlumele lingaba njengaye.
Induna uKhulumani Mathema uthi ukukhothama kwezinduna kutshe izigaba zingumhlambi kazelusile.
Induna ziqakathekile kakhulu ngoba abantu bakithi abamnyama kumbe abantu bemakhaya bayakholwa kakhulu, bekholelwa imisebenzi eyenziwa izinduna ngoba yizo ezikhuzayo. Engingathi ngama-peace ambassador in a way, ngoba lapho kule nduna khona isikhathi esiningi ukudlephana kwabantu kungani kuba ngaphansi kulalapho sokusuke kwaswelakala khona induna.
Aqhubekela phambili amalungiselelo okubekwa induna uNhlamba. Induna uDennis Ndlovu Nhlamba wathejulwa yingwe ngomnyaka 1947 njalo wagcotshwa kuba induna eGaranyemba ngomnyaka ka-2010.
Dulula lamasekela ntaba ndidane ka Sonondo Dlove manxeba ngokulwela ingane zayo sesiyosala sibambisisila isihambile ingqunqulu sesibuka amafu kudliwa amathambo engqondo asazi kuyosa sikuphi.
Ngimele umsakazo weStudio 7 ngikonhlamba entepe nguAlbert Ncube.
Bayakhala abantu ngokukhuphuka kwenhlawulo yokugada amabhasi enkampani yeZimbabwe United Passenger Company kumbe iZupco. Umlondolozi Ndlovu usethulela lolu daba.
Ukukhwela kwembadalo yamabhasi kwethule encwadini yabeZupco ikhuluma ngokuba linkampani sikhuphule imbadalo yokukhwela kwamabhasi emadolobheni. Abantu abasuka endaweni ezingaba ngamakhilomitha angamachumi lambili 20 kilometers sebebhadala amadola angamakhulu lamachumi amane 140 RTGS. Abantu abasuka endaweni ezifika amakhilomitha angamachumi amathathu 30 kilometers imbadalo isifika amakhulu phose amabili 180 RTGS. Ukuthi abasuka endaweni ezingamachumi amane isifika ikhulu lambili 220 RTGS. UZulu uyakhala ngentengo le esithi uhulumende usebachebe bambe wangaphansi. Umnumzana Tafara Sithole isakamuzi seHarare uthi imali le inengi kakhulu.
Asinike sisuke ku-8 siya ku-140 kusho ukuthi sebekhweze about 60% ongangokuthi sokulokunzima 60-80% khona lapho siyayithatha ngaphi imali le. Singaphuza ngapha emsebenzini sithwala nzima. Njalo le mali yakhona esiyihola akusakwana akusahambisana le mali le esichajwa kuZulu. Kumele ukuthi bezame ukuthi beyehlise imali leyo at least ingaba yi-100 kungcono. That is sithole ukugada lokusala le mali yokudla endlini.
Lokhu kugcizelwe ngumnumzana Herbert Shoko ohlala eShitungwiza.
Amabhasi ndoda ukukhwela esukuseni. Amabhasi usukwela esukusela ku-8 siya 160 isinto eright le. Lokho vele into engalunganga le. Ngabe kuthiwa bathe 100 ngabe kungcono.
Unkosikazi Trish Dube uthe indleko le izaphazamisa kakhulu abantwana bakhe nxa besiya esikolo.
Hey, lokho uthi uzubukho sekhwelile hayi kunzima sibili. Ngoba ama-private wona singakhayela ama-private ngama-200 amanye ngama-150. So uzubukho le-private sokufanana. Uzubukho wakhona yena kabambeki. Awumtholi uzubukho ilaini yakhona yabe inkulu kakhulu. Amabhasi yona awe-8 elawa. Ugada nzima vele. Amanye ayafa endleleni. So kuyafana nalokhu mina. Hey, njengomuntu osebenzayo, imali yakho iningi kakhulu. Inengi kakhulu sibili. Ish, bayithi inengi kakhulu. Kunzima sibili.
Umnumzana Darling John Gats uthi imali le ngabe ihambalana leholo.
I-government yethu namhla isiphambanisele sonke njengabantu belizwe leZimbabwe. Ngoba bakhweze uZupco so esichiphile yangkhona si-8 RTGS enyangkhona 140 RTGS. Kodwa ungakhangela ungangena emashopu into zilokho zikhwela. Uhulumende kala ngenye indlela akwanise ngako ukuthi zime ukukhwela. Karesi ungagada mabethe u-garden boy uhola 10,000 RTGS amatemba esiba yi-6,000 RTGS ikudubeka kodwa. So uhulumende ngathiwa eke wama ukukhweza uZupco wazama ukuthi impila kahle yethu into esizifuna ezinjengabompuphu landani ziyenele ukuthi wonke umuntu ekwanise ukuzithenga. Ngoba akusela okwanisa ukukuthenga lokhu, akusela ozakwazi ukukuthenga ngoba sokudura. Uya emsebenzini sokuyahlupha ngoba ngeviki ma njengami mina sengigada 140 bond ngisebenzisa imali edlula i-1,000 ngeviki. Ngenyanga ngiyase ngingene ku-5,000 RTGS mina ngihola 12,000 ngizathengani ngizabhadala irenti ngani. UZupco wengcono engakhwelanga kharesi sesiyadubeka kuphela emsebenzini sesiyaxotshwa.
Intengo yokudla lempahla emqoka empilweni kaZulu efuneka nsuku zonke ikhuphuke kwamagama kumaviki asanda kwedlula. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare ngimlondolozi Ndlovu.
Direct from Washington, the voice of America.
Abantu echolocho esabelweni seMatabeleland North bathakazelela okwenziwa luhlangothi olunika isithupha lengwalo zokuzalwa olunezisebenzi ezibhodaboda emaphandleni. Uhlelo lolu lunceda kakhulu abantwana lasebekhulile abangakaze bethole izithupha lengwalo zokuzalwa. Uhlelo lolu luza ngesikhathi abantu abaningi behluleke ukuthola izithupha lokunye kulandela ukuqhamuka komkhuhlane we-COVID-19 kwele Zimbabwe. Kubika intatheli zindaba ye-Studio 7 u-Ezra Jesus Banda.
Abantu abaningi bathi behluleka ukubhalisa kuvota ukuthola imisebenzi lendawo yesikolo ngenxa yokungabi lamaphepha elizwe aqondileyo. Unkosana Silindeni Moyo ohlala eGombalume line unqoma ohlelo lolu ngokwenza kube lula ukuthatha incwadi lezi.
Abadingi ukubona abantwana bona bafuna ukubona izithupha zabazali babo. Ngefoni bayayamukela abalahlupho. Hayi, lolu hlelo lube luhlelo oluhle kakhulu ukwedlula izikhathi ezidlulileyo leziyana. Okwamanje hayi kubuye kukuhle sini ngoba akulamuntu osele engathathanga. Sonke sithethe. Labadala edibengalazithupha bathethe. Babathathisile sibili amalungelo abo wonke.
Ugogo Dorine Mavundla ohlala eMagabelana line oleminyaka engamathuma esithupha lasishiyagalombili 68 ubungela gwalo lokuzalwa lesithupha.
Ungathola incwadi yesikolo lekasebhuku uyathola usizo. Ngikhuluma nje lami kade nguphethe lokhu ndutholile usizo. Abadingi silver, abadingi golide, bathi sukuma uhambe. Hlala kwaMagabelana line umphathi wami uMbusi Ndlovu. Manina labo baba sukumanini lizodingela abantwana ikusasa labo. Usizo luyatholakala kahle, akudingakali imbadalo, siyathola usizo.
Abantwana abangela bazali labo bathathiswa incwadi zokuzalwa ngaphansi kohlelo lolu. Unkosana Samukeliso Mathe uthathela abantwana bakadade wabo owabhubhayo watshiya abantwana bemunya.
Babatshenda ngondinavile bebancane bazogcina umamami. Umamami wasetshiya thina, lami nginje ngangingu-form 2. Osisi bami labo beyendile. So mina ngasala labantwana hamba ligcina ngeke ngibe la mkonzo lobhuda manje ngoba manje abantu amabhuda mama umuntu asela mama sekuthola omunye umfazi. Yasela mama kodwa ubufakazi bokuthi umama akhe watshona besilayo. Ngoba izolo futhi besilayo umntwana okade okasisi wethu futhi watshona. Simvulele futhi idethi basinika ibhethi uselayo. Laba sebengabe sibili futhi sebesilungisele. Ayi siyababonga ngoba basenzele kahle vela sikabona iphupha.
Uhlelo lolu kusetshenziswa labo sobhuku okuyibo abapha ubufakazi ukuthi umuntu ofuna incwadi lezi bayamazi kumbe haji. Usobhuku Peter Sibanda wesigabeni sakoDlamini.
Siyabonga kakhulu sibili ukuthi kube khona ukufika kwabe ama-birth and death bezosisiza khona lapha. Lapha bekuhamba kuhle kakhulu sibili. Abantu basisizile ngoba kuba khona ukugibela lani lani besiya echolojo. Okwenza ukuthi ekugcineni bathole sokunzima ukuthi behambe ama-distance angakho. Njengalokhu nje ungithola ngikhona lapha sisuka senza ubufakazi obusuke umuntu uma simenzele bona ohamba waye etsholotsho usuka esefanele buyele emuva.
Usobhuku Sibanda uthi bonke abafisa ukuthola uncedo kumele baxhumane laye.
Siyamncedisa laye ngoba kula muntu ofanele esale ngalayo i-death certificate noma i-death certificate nxa kumbona odinga i-death noma ufuna i-birth noma ufuna isithupha. Kufuneka simncedise ekugcineni ilizwe njengoba lenge lethu sonkeni kona lapha. Sonke kufanele sisale silolutho esinalo olusifaka ukuthi silungele ukuba ngumntwana lapho. Into ezilonge ngesigaba sami ngilobufakazi obugcweleyo ukuthi uzalelwe la ngiyamazi.
Iningi liphumile eziqithini zetsholotsho ukuyathatha ingwalo zokuzalwa lezithupha ngaphansi kohlelo lolo olungena emakhaya ezigabeni zonke zelizwe. Uhulumende weZimbabwe uthi ukhangelele ukuthi abantu abafika ezigidi ezimbili 2 million bazathola amaphepha la aqathekileyo ekupheleni kohlelo lolu kunyanga kampandulwa lonyaka. Ngiyimela yeStudio 7 ngiseGombalume koDlamini yetsholotsho, igama lami ngu-Ezra Jesus Banda.
Kusenjalo uhlangothi lukahulumente olubona ngezokulima luthi balutshoni kakhulu abalimi abaletha umumbu eziphaleni zeGrain Marketing Board. Ngakho-ke sokumele kuhlolisiswe ukuba abazimeleyo abathenga umumbu balani eziphaleni zabo. Umabhalani omkhulu wohlangothi lolu umnumzana John Basera usanda kulobela incwadi i-GMP esithi kumele baphathisane labazomvikela abakuhlangothi lwe-Joint Operations Command ukuze kulandelwe umthetho wokuthenga lokuthengiswa umumbu. UBasera uthi abalimi sebethengisele i-GMP umumbu oyisilinganiso se-5,000 metric tons. Bebekhangele ukuba bazathola umumbu omningi lonyaka njengoba kukanya engani kuvunwe umumbu oyisilinganiso esifika 30,000 metric tons. Kukhangelwe lokhu ukuba amapolisa azabambisana labanye abazomvikela emgwaqweni ekudingeni abathenga umumbu njalo lokuvula ngenkani iziphala zabathenga umumbu ukuze bebone ukuba kwenzakalani elizweni. Abalimi abaningi bathi abasoze bethengisele iGMP umumbu wabo ngoba bawuthenga ngedola leZimbabwe hathi elemelika. Singakangeni kusigaba esilandelayo sike sikhangele ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. ELiRussia lihlasela ngamandla amadolobho ambalwa empumalanga yeUkraine lapho elizama ukuhluthuna khona isabelo seDonetsk. Abezindaba abeReuters babika ukuba eliUkraine licela ukusekelwa ngamazwe atshiyeneyo ngokunikwa izikhali ezathundubeza eza kweleRussia. Umongameli Joseph Biden wakwelemelika namhla kukhangelwe ukuba uza kuthekelela isabelo seTexas lapho okubulewe khona abantwana abafika phose amajumi amabili 19 lababalisi ababili lijaha ebelihlome laphelela ngombhobho okhulula inhlamvu. UBiden uzakhulumisana labazali abalabantwana ababulewe eEurope Elementary School labanye. Lokhu kubikwa ngabezindaba abe-Associated Press. Sike sizwe ezamasiko.
Sihana masiko
wenziwe mandla
yena baba mkhulu babelobola
usenzi.
Kuhlelo lwamasiko lokuphila kwabantu nsuku zonke namhla sixoxa ngokwethulwe ngumnumzana Stanley Raphael Khumalo ozibiza ngokuthi inkosi yamaNdebele othi uza hamba kwele South Africa abuye labadabuka kwelizweni leZimbabwe abesegcotshwa ukuba inkosi eState House kubulawayo. Kodwa umnumzana Bonman Khumalo isikhulumele sikabulelani lobhengula wakhethwa umdeni wakuKhumalo ukuba inkosi yamaNdebele uthi wenza ukuganga uKhumalo ozibiza ngokuthi umzilikazi the second.
Ah, sisenkingeni lana. Kufika uStanley lana, uStanley Raphael Chuma eGoli, lo zithi umzilikazi 2. Uthi uzethatha abantu end of May uhamba labo ekhaya uye State House. Hayi, manje ke no akusiphathi kahle lokho ukuthi kanti umuntu wadlala ngesizwe kwenze njani. Uyazi ke hayi sekufika isikhathi la mzakazi ukuthi sithi nani indoda lesizaze si hayi siqinisa isandla mpela kuyo lamagaba mhlawumbe siqinisa amagama ngoba hayi sesikubekezelile kwenela. Umuntu odlala ngomthwakazi angeke mpela sivume. Manje ufuna ukuphamanisa impilo zabantu. Abantu vele uhlupho luningi ebantwini bakithi eMathebele. Nanga umuntu futhi ufuna ukuhluphekisa abantu phezu kwalolu hluphe esinalo. Yikho ke hayi mthwakazi into esishoyo ukuthi no siyacela nje uStanley nalabo abantu asebenzisana labo bayiyekelele into le. Uma beqhubeka hayi ngeqiniswe no sesizathatha amanyathelo angalukhuni ngoba singeke sikubekezelwe ukuthi kudlalwe ngesizwe. Senkosi umzilikazi ngeke sivume.
Umnumzana Samuel Dube olandela ezamasiko uthi uyakulandela konke okwenziwa ngumzilikazi the second.
Ayithi vele siyovula ngomthandazo awuthi ngihole kafishanyana ngihlala ngikhuluma ngithi mina indaba yakithi iyolungiswa ngumoya. Indaba yobukhosi bakithi ijule kakhulu makhehla ifuna umoya. Ubukhosi siyazi ukuthi vele beyabangi njalo ubulelane uyazi ukuthi inkatho yamphika ubukhosi esikukhuluma ngawo lana ubukhosi kamzilikazi kamashovana kalana hayi obuka lobhengula kunesisatho behind ukuthi why inkosi lobhengula yakuthi isikhathi esifishane njalo abantu babhezi baloko bethi inkosi ngubulelane ngoba wacatshiswa ngusisil John Ross kukhombisa ukuthi thina into eyenziwe ngondlela ezikhanyelanga yiyo sihambisa phambili kanti-ke silungisa okwethu okwabantu inkosi ibekwa umoya. Abantu vele asi-expect ukuthi bakuzwise kodwa from kusasa bazobe sebezwisisa kabanzi.
Akwaziwa ukuba uKhumalo uzakwanelisa ukuphenduka kwele Zimbabwe ehamba labadabuka kuleli lizwe abese siyagcotshwa khona ngale eState House esoStown kobulawayo. Ngokwamanje sike sizwe ezokholo lwesiKristu.
Ngiyalamukela kuhlelo vuselela umoya igama ngwentungami lenkomo. lamhlanje ngilomfundisi usenisibanda. Ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo mfundisi.
Ngiyabingelela abalaleli namhlanje kusishwa. Ngiyakhola libe leviki enhle.
Usiphatheleni lamhlanje?
Namhlanje ngizafuna sikhangele kuJohane chapter 7 amavesi nje amalutshwana kodwa amangalisayo. Lapha sihlangana loJohane ekhuluma ngokuthi uJesu abafowabo babesithi kahambe ayeziveza atshengise amandla akhe, atshengise ukuthi ungumuntu osetshenziswa nguNkulunkulu kumkhosi owawukhona, umkhosi owetabernacles owawukhona. Ngakho-ke bathi kambe umuntu olamandla amaningi kangaka wenza nje uzifihlile ngapha ensitha emakhaya eGalili akuye le Jerusalema uyebonakala emuntwini wonke. Yikho lapho esizabala khona ba ivesi ka-4 ithi ngoba kakho umuntu owenza ulutho ensitha yena efuna ukwaziwa obala. Uba uzenza lezi zinto ziveze wena emhlabeni ngoba labafowabo babengakholwa kuye. Ngakho-ke uJesu wathi kibo, isikhathi sami kasikafiki kodwa esenu isikhathi sihlala sikhona. Ngifuna ukuthi sikhangele ukuthi uNkulunkulu uhlela isikhathi ngezinto zonke okumele sizenze lapha emhlabeni. Injongo uNkulunkulu ayibekayo empilweni zethu, ubizo uNkulunkulu alalo phezu kwempilo zethu, imisebenzi ehlukeneyo uNkulunkulu asibizele yona uyasinika, kodwa njalo ubeka isikhathi sokuthi kumele kwenziwe nini. Ngakho-ke lapha okokuqala sifumana labafowabo bakaJesu besithi kambe nxa usenza izimangaliso zonke lezi uphonguzenzela ngapha emakhaya ngemuva kungabonwa ngumuntu, hamba-ke lapho ongabonwa khona ngabantu. Kodwa siyabona ukuthi indlela uNkulunkulu ayeyihlosele uJesu, indlela uNkulunkulu ayeyibekile, kwakungayisitho ukuthi kumele ayeziveza ngalesi sikhathi. uNkulunkulu wayelesikhathi sakhe ayesihlelile, esilungisile. Siyabona lapho uJesu uyaphendula abafowabo ukuthi hayi, isikhathi sami asikafiki. Wayesithi kibo, uNkulunkulu ubeke isikhathi ngezinto zonke. Ngakho-ke nxa nguletha kithi empilweni, siyakwazi ukuthi umhlaba ngaso sonke isikhathi uyabe usifuqa ukuba senze izinto isikhathi kodwa singafiki. Siba nepressure yokwenza izinto, ikakhulu nxa umuntu elobizo uyabe usithi mana kuhle kwenzakale kathesi. Kanti uNkulunkulu uyabe ehlelile indlela yakhe afuna uyihambe. uNkulunkulu lo mgwaqo awufakayo esenzela ukuthi ngawo lowo mgwaqo abe ufakele wena uzofunda izinto, uzokuqondisa akulungise isimo sakho, ukwenzela ukuthi nxa uphutha usiya ngale esekuveza emhlabeni ukuthi wenze lokho akubizele khona, uzakukwanisa ukukwenza kakuhle. Ngakho lapho ngiyathanda ukuthi uJesu wayala okokuqala ukufuqwa ngabantu ukuthi ahambe oziveza uhle uzitshengisele. uJesu wathi hayi, isikhathi sami asikafiki. Wayenanzelela ukuthi akumelanga enze into ngoba ufuqwa ngabantu. Baningi amantombazane agcine ezithwala, amajaha agcine emithisa ngesikhathi singakwani ngenxa yokuthi bafuqwa ngabantu, bafuqwa ngumhlaba. Baningi abantu abagcina beqalisa amabhizimisi, besenza ezinye izinto ezigcina nikudubo besehluleka ngoba bafuna ukwenza izinto isikhathi singafiki. uNkulunkulu wesikhathi sakho, melela leso sikhathi, ungagijimeli phambili.
Akuyibhethe mfundisi.
Ngiyathandaza igama likaJesu ukuba wonke umuntu olobizo, wonke umuntu uNkulunkulu ambekele umsebenzi, uzokumelela isikhathi sikaNkulunkulu ukwenzela ukuthi yonke into uNkulunkulu ayihlelileyo isebenzeke njalo iphumelele kuhle. Egama likaJesu. Amen.
Lobe kulohlelo fuselela umoya silomfundisi usenisibanda. Tiyani indlebe kuhlelo lunye ngeviki ezayo. Lilami uNtungameli Nkomo.
Siyabonga kakhulu uNtungameli Nkomo, ungatshinwa lakusasa. Kwezemidlalo yenguqu, iqembu leDynamos libe nguJikile Obhanga 0-0 lile Rentals emdlalweni odlalwe namhlanje. Nansi impumela yeminye imidlalo efanayo: Bulawayo Chiefs 2 Caps United 0, Tenax 1 Cranbourne Bullets 0. Kwezabatsha namhla silomculi odabuka eJolojo.
Sanibonani, ngiyajabula. Leli thuba engilithola nje manje kubo bonke abantu abalalele. Igama lami elokuzalwa uMichael Dube, enganinikwa umama. Ubaba yena wasekade umthokozisi. Amagama wami omabili, isibongo uDube, ngizalwa eTsholotsho konqoya. La ngizalwa khona eGoli, ngise Cosmos City. Ngicula uMaskandi album lesibili leli engilikhiphile manje. Ngaqala nge-album era kuqala ngonyaka ophelile ngo-2021. Elalibizwa kuthiwa isizwe sakomthwakazi. Leli elamanje i-album lithi inyamazane ezacile. Okwama album ahamba kahle kakhulu. Ela last year bekunengoma ebithandwa abantu kakhulu ethi kancane kancane uyophumelela. Ungesabi ukwenza into uthi abantu bohleka. Kube nenye ethi Jerusalema, ingoma ezayithandwa kakhulu. So nakulokhu futhi kwedlulele, abantu bakhombisa ukungithanda ngale ngoma yami ethi akashaywa umuntu wesifazane. Angazi ngabala ngithini, ziningi impela, kusebenzekile kakhulu. Ngiyabonga i-support enginikwa abantu. Ngizicelela futhi i-support engaphezu kwalokho. Njengoba sicula kanje sidinga yona i-support. So siyacela ukuthi abantu besisapote. Abafuna umsebenzi wami bengangithola ku-Facebook, ngizibiza ngumkhando ozikhandayo. Ku-WhatsApp inamba yami ngizoyishiya, nakhona inamba yami ku-WhatsApp engitholakala kiyo ngizoyibhala, then imbe sengiyibiza futhi ngithi 062 37 45 636. Ngiphinde futhi 062 37 45 636. Umuntu mayengabe fisa nje ukukhuluma neqhawe elibiza emculweni ngokuthi umkhando ozikhandayo, engayisabi ukungithinta kuleyo namba. Mayefika lapho, ngiyacela umuntu engafiki nje ethi hayi, akabeki isitori ukwenzela ukuthi kube lula, ngoba baningi abantu abafika la kimi bethi hayi. So kuba nzima ukuthi ngithini. Ma uzothi hayi, kuba nzima nokuthi ngizothini, ngoba ngesinye isikhathi kuba khona uthole ukuthi ama-chat maningi. Kodwa at least umuntu uma engabe efike wayichaza kuba lula kimi. Ngiyabonga kakhulu.
Sikufisela inhlanhlamfo kaNdlovu. Singakagqibi uhlelo lwamhlanje, wothi sikhangele ebesilazo. Asewuzinga liphezulu amalungiselelo okubeka induna uNhlamba. Uzulu ukhala ngokukhuphuka kwenhlawulo yogada amabhasi yeZupco. Abantu abaningi eTsholotsho bathakazelela ukuthola izithupha lengwalo zokuzalwa. Olivalisayo uMkhipsi Dube.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kuStudio 7
kusukela ngo-7:30 kusiya ku-8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka, mhuri yeZimbabwe.